All right, fellas, according to my clock, we're right on time. A very good evening to all. This is the Flex Radio SDR and Friends TeamSpeak session, and this is the first one, I believe, for June. This would be Saturday, June 3rd, 2006, at 0100 Zulu / GMT. And we welcome you all. We see that Phil joined us from Perth, and Bob is in there, and Brian is in. So we've got a good crew tonight with Dan and Bill and Eric and all. I thank you all very much for being there. Well, let's take a short break here and see if there's anyone with a newsy item or anybody on a short fuse who has to go. Please go green now and give us your news. Okay, good. No emergency scene, so we'll work right down through the roster. I'll go right to the top and I'll say a very good evening to Bill, KD5TFD. Bill, how you doing? What did you accomplish this week?
I don't know. Why do I always got to accomplish something, man? It's getting old. But, yeah, we did. We got 192 kilohertz working into the in from the Xylo into the PC. Unfortunately, we can't maintain 192 kilohertz in and 48 kilohertz to two channel, to four channels out. So we're sort of stalled with the current hardware. We're sort of out of FIFO space, but we'll be better off with the Aussie's got a bigger FPGA. So I think we're in good shape in the long term.
Uh-huh. How interesting. I thought for sure you were going to say you were out of bandwidth on the USB connection.
No, what we're running into is the timing. At 192 kilohertz in, we only had 2048 bytes of FIFO, and if you get any variability in the PC timing, he drops it. You know, you're going to drop sync, and it becomes a mess because we overrun the FIFO on the FPGA. So I changed it to 4K buffer, and the audio is practically pristine. So I think we'll be okay with an FPGA with a little more, a few more RAM bits in it.
Okay, very cool. Very cool indeed. Now, was this on the famous AKC part, or are they not in yet?
No, the AK parts are, current best date I've got for them is from All American here is June 23rd, and I don't even think that's a very good date. I don't think that's a very real date. That's the best they think they'll do. I suspect they'll do worse than that. But I do have a lead on some of them that when I put the plea out on the list, somebody responded, may be able to get us 10 of them. So we're hoping to get those probably late next week, early the following week, and we'll see if those can get us through the alpha prototype.
Okay, wonderful news. Oh, that's great, Bill. Well, we'll look forward to a fill-in of additional information from Phil down below, and that's very tantalizing, information about the FIFOs and so on. Yeah, yeah.
You dropped out a little, Ken.
I was passing it to Eric, AA4SW.
Oh, okay, Ken. You dropped out there. You may have, your control key may be have a timer on it. Well, I haven't done anything this week to note. Working very, very hard at work and trying to retire a 12-year-old VAC system, which held our former accounting system. I've been querying the guys for 2 years to tell me what reports they want brought over to SQL. And when I said I'm turning it off, officially I got a whole bunch of 11th hour requests and really can't turn the thing off yet, and I'd like to get rid of it. And I will say one thing, VMS and deck equipment has been bulletproof over 12 years. In any case, haven't been doing much. After the forum tonight, I will be announcing the official sale of the Atlas board, which is the obviously the backplane for all of the other projects that are Bill and Phil and many others are working on. I'm going to price it at $10. The actual cost of it is $6. And I'm not looking to make a profit, but I'll probably take the $4. That'll be packaging and everything else. So it'll be $10 per board plus profit, plus postage. And we'll put the rest, anything that's left over, into an account to support the developers and buy prototype boards and so forth. And so that's about it. I don't have too much more. I will say that Dale has opened up two other columns, the Janus board and the Aussie board, which together with the Atlas board will make a three-board set, which directly supports the SDR-1000 and will support a lot of other things in the future. So if you're interested in ordering, or at least expressing interest, I won't say ordering because we don't know quite how we're going to distribute those boards at this point. But in any case, exciting stuff. And if you want a Janus or an Aussie board, please join Dale's website and go to the projects column and HPSDR, which we've changed the name from Atlas to HPSDR, and the boards of interest will be listed there. Also, I will mention that Lyle produced about 20 Pinocchio boards, which are the bus extender cards for the Atlas bus. And they went, I think, in 12 hours, something like that. And I think most of the developers did get those boards. I expect that that might be reoffered at a future date. But in this case, it's grayed out, and all the boards have been accounted for. So in any case, that's it. Exciting stuff going on HPSDR. And, you know, visit the wiki or the website. I will be posting the details of purchase for the Atlas board after the forum tonight on the HPSDR reflector, and I'll also be pointing to it from the Flex Radio reflector. That's about it, Ken. Thanks for taking the forum tonight. Lost your audio, Ken. I think maybe a cell phone or something like that. Ken, you lost your audio. Just noise in the background. Go ahead.
Okay, how we doing?
Doing fine now.
I bet I got a bad cable on this cheap $6 headset, or whatever it was, $9. Well, you guys holler at me if I disappear. I'm showing good connectivity to the router anyhow. Okay, Eric, thank you very much for the report on the Atlas, the Janus, the Pinocchio, and the Aussie. Man, oh, man, and okay on your VAX server. Oh, my gosh, isn't that awful? Well, every shop everywhere in the world must do the same thing. It must have something to do with human nature. We have an old Dell server. It's now 8 years old. It's called Bach, B-A-C-H. And we left it plugged in because we were afraid if we unplugged it, it would never boot up again. But we disconnected it from the net. And it took about an hour, and people started screaming from over in one of the departments. So, yep, they've had a whole year of warning and knowledge and information and what to do, and yep, they're still hollering. Very good, Eric. Well, we'll look forward to your written announcement and anything you can add here at the end. You jump right in there and fill us in. And thank you so much for masterminding, for being the MC on the sale of the boards and organizing that. That's terrific. I sure hope that there'll be some effort to have some of the boards commercially populated with the SDR chips, because man, oh man, some of those chips look pretty hairy. The leaves are about one hair width, right? Oh boy, good, very fun time and great challenges ahead. Bob, K5KDN, what's new, Bob?
Well, good day, everybody. Not a whole lot's new. I've spent the week leisurely finishing up the remodeling on my shack. I've got my new amplifier installed and TR switch installed, and everything seems to be working. Made a few contacts on it today. And the FCC is on the ball because I took my extra exam at Dayton, and I received my license in the mail today. So they are right up to speed. That's about all I've got, Ken.
You can practice all your split techniques on the SDR.
Ken, you're dropping out.
Congratulations to you. Just wonderful. Oh, my goodness. Don't know what my problem is here. Okay, Bob and Brian are...
Ken, you got a bad contact there somewhere. I hope you're hearing.
Seeing you perfectly. I'll switch to another mic here while Cecil goes ahead and transmits. KD5NWA, the group, N9BB.
Well, not a whole lot to say. Came back from Dayton on vacation earlier in the week and bought me an SDR 1000 while I was at Dayton. I was going to buy a signal generator and then buy SDR 1000 when I got back, but the generator didn't pan out. Apparently, the ones at Dayton were made out of solid gold, and been having some problems with it. But I'm not really going to work on it in earnest till tomorrow, where I'm going to take the whole thing apart, reseat all the boards, then promptly move it about 10 feet away from the computer and run new cabling, and then figure it out from there. I'm having lots of noise pickup, and more troubling is... lack of reception on the bottom half of the AM band. No particularly good explanation for that one. But anything below 5 megahertz, I'm getting a lot of noise, gurgles and pops, and you can see it moving on the pentadapter, the spectrum noise moving across it. But I'm confident that will be resolved soon. It's just I'll start with moving the thing away from the computer, and I'm going to try a different computer, and we'll see where it takes us. I guess, Ken.
Thanks, Cecil. Can you copy? Over.
Yeah. Yeah, you're coming in.
Okay, big flurry of activity, trying to find a headset / mic that work. I hope this hangs in there. If it doesn't, you guys holler at me. Very fine business, Cecil. I'm sorry about all the noise and the difficulty you're having there with the rig, the brand new rig. But getting things separated is sure a good idea. So you can't go wrong. And if you have, there went Bill. And if you have some some ferrite beads and squares and whatever from Radio Shack. Get those in there too. Very good deal, Cecil. Well, if you've got some more to report, you go ahead and go green, and we'll be looking for you there. Very good evening to Chris, AE6VK. Chris, what's new in the Linux side of the house?
Oh, no, I'm not a Linux person so much. I do much more Windows. It's just interesting that we're having a race here with the order website as we speak. It keeps going up. People are getting me a refresher. But anyway, it's over 100 on the Aussie board. 103 now on the Ozymandias, and Janus is at 100. So everybody's out there. Keep them cards and letters coming in. Anyway, what have I done this week or so? Let's see. Over the holiday, I actually assembled, but I haven't actually powered up yet, the PA-100, the K500R, I think that's right, the Virgil, was put together that he had sort of designed to go inside the SDR-100, it's a 5-block amplifier, and I have the filter board to go with it so that I can use it directly on the air. Very slick little thing, I must admit. It's very pretty. It went together very nicely, so that seems like a good deal. Not a whole lot else. I don't think I was kind of trying to catch up on USB and Windows driver information. I would like to try to get some regular, see if it's possible anyway, to get regular audio device driver going for this project. The other thing that's happening this Sunday is the NorCal QRP meeting is this Sunday. I haven't been to one of those before, but I thought I would go off to that and probably take the Atlas board and do a little proselytizing there and see what things are like. Otherwise, trying to keep track. And I'm also working slowly through the Janus part list that Lyle put out, partly getting mouser numbers for things I can find equivalent of, and checking some part numbers. I did find there was one error in there for the MAX-2 chip, so I got that fixed. So I hope either this evening or maybe tomorrow we'll get posted an update of his list, which has both DigiKey part numbers and mouser part numbers. And then I think I'll start trying to work on one for Ozzy as well. I think that's it.
Fantastic job, Chris, by the way.
Very, very fine. Oh, that's just terrific. Well, and thanks to whoever posted the packet loss. I see that I did have some packet loss. Hopefully not too bad. Very fine business, Chris, on that Packer preamp. Is that the proper name for it? With the filter board. We'll all be real interested in that. If you could take some pictures, some digi pictures, we'd sure appreciate it. Love to see some shots of the preamp board and how you got it hooked up externally, I assume, and how that looks and so on. Very fine business on going to the NorCal meeting. Oh, man, that's terrific. If you happen to see Dan Talo there, get somebody to snap a picture. You and Dan, that would be a keeper. For sure, and ask about the 2030, the project.
Mr.
Fellas.
Hello? Whoop,
Bernard, do you want to turn off your box, please, and go to push to talk? Okay, very good. For the NorCal meeting, and again on the boards for HPSDR, just fantastic, Chris. Yeah, I thought that you were spending more time on Linux. I beg your pardon. Fine business on the Windows activity there. All right, well, going right down the list from Chris, the next would be Dan N for XWE, and a Linux comment would be appropriate.
Good evening, Ken and the group. Well, the Linux comment is that Ubuntu 6.06 was officially released on Wednesday, and I wasn't quite expecting it, but I had earlier, about a week ago, installed the release candidate, and there is actually an automatic upgrade path from the release candidate to the final release, so I was able to move on to the final product with an automatic download of about 40 files and about 2 or 3 minutes of install time. So it worked out really well. Again, I'd encourage anyone who's interested in Linux to download the Ubuntu distribution. It's really, really nice. I think you will enjoy it. Haven't seen too many hardware problems with it. A couple minor ones here and there, but it's the latest and greatest and a pretty darn nice piece of software. One other thing that happened this week, I got my N2PKVNA board yesterday, and I still have to do a little bit of figuring out on the power supply and the USB port, but that project's getting underway, and hopefully I have more to report on that as I go along. It's to me, it seems like a very exciting project, and I can't wait to get started. One other comment, a little bit off topic, that I wanted to make. I saw that Mike, A88K, had recently done his first solo, and that sort of reminded me that I just passed 38 years as a flight instructor, so can't believe it's been that long. Anyway, that's about it from here, Ken. Back to you.
Okay, Dan, very fine business. Well, congratulations on 606 and the upgrade and the update and being an apt expert there. Very good. Oh, that's fun. And the upgrade went well for me as also, and there were a heck of a lot of files, both for GNOME and for KDE on my end. I was trying both, and I got quite a download. I'm running around 6% loss that I can't account for on my end, so it must be actual network performance, I guess. Very good, Dan. Well, we'll look forward to the next Linux TeamSpeak session, which might be next week. Is that correct?
It depends a little bit on the progress that Frank and Bob make with the code, but hopefully it will be next week sometime.
Okay, real good. Well, thank you so much, and we'll all be looking forward to the next session, hearing more about BTTSP on Linux and how to connect that to the various displays that are available. It looks really daunting. I looked through your tutorial and read it last night in bed and the night before, and there's a lot going on there. So that'll be fun. Okay, Duffy, are you copying, and what's going on? And thanks for being there from the mobile, NA6MM Mobile 4 from N9VV.
Yeah, let me do a comm check here. I moved the boat, and I'm in a flaky area, and if I've got a lot of dropouts, I don't want to continue. How's my audio?
Perfect, absolutely perfect. High five.
Okay, that's good. I've got real low-speed Verizon cell phone card data dropouts here coming at me, but as long as it's transmitting. Well, things are not going good. My new SDR done blowed up good. It's got a short in it somehow, and I don't know why. I wasn't transmitting. I just closed the laptop the other night, and I left the radio on and powered, and the laptop just goes into its shutdown state, and when I came to fire it up the next day, the little 2-amp fuse is blown. It's not in the 100-watt PA, so I don't know what it is. It's in the short board stack somewhere. There's a short, so if anybody has had problems like that, I'd sure like to know about it. And as I'm explaining it today on the phone to Eric, I'm on the corner of a huge concrete dock, and a 200-foot barge with a tugboat pushing it, big steel barge, crashed 6 feet behind me into the dock, and I wasn't watching it, and almost got the rear end of my boat taken off here. So I didn't have any scratches, but, boy, things just aren't going good. So that's about it. I don't need any more problems.
Holy cow. Well, we're sure glad that you're safe and sound, Duffy. My golly, a barge, huh? Well, they make tremendous horsepower, right? Create a lot of horsepower, and they can sure wreck a bridge. I know that. We've seen lots of pictures of barge damage on the Mississippi and the Ohio rivers. I can only imagine what it would be like there on the cement dock. Well, glad you're okay. It sounds like it's time for you and the XYL to head north. And gosh, I wish that you're having better luck with the rig. There's sure lots of help around here, so stay tuned. If it's a noisy type issue, I'm sure there'll be lots of suggestions for you. Anything else we can do for you tonight, Duffy?
No. That's why we're in a flaky area. We've moved out to the Florida coast here, and we're getting ready to head north as soon as the wind dies down in this tugboat. I mean, he saved it from hitting me, but it was damn close, and he tore up the dock real good. And it's not noise. I've got a short in the short stack of boards somewhere. It keeps blowing the 2-amp fuse, and so that's the problem. I'll wait till after that and see if anybody's had a similar problem.
Okay, very good. Well, there, Bill's got a suggestion for you there. And gosh, I'm sure sorry you're having that difficulty. Well, hang in there, and you got plenty of moral support. And there's other sailors here, too. If I'm not mistaken, Rick is a sailor, VE3MM, and he's been sailing in the Northwest there. So you can commiserate. Very good. Well, let's head on down the list. And I understand my audio quality is quite different than it was, and I'm sorry. I thought I had a hi-fi setup going here. Boy, these headsets are so different. Larry, how are you doing tonight? How goes the Drake repair, and what else is cooking? K2LT from N9VV in the group.
Well, hi, gang. Sorry to hear about the barge almost wrecking your boat there, Duffy. I used to own a marina, and I'm familiar with the problems when things get out of hand, although the stuff I worked with was much smaller than the... Well, actually, we built a deck barge. What the heck was the size of that barge? It was 60 by 25 or something like that. It was pretty big. But anyways, glad you didn't get hurt, and you'll get your SDR box straightened out. Just poking along on fixing drakes and using the SDR 1000 as my favorite piece of test equipment now. I no longer turn on my spectrum analyzer. I just leave the SDR running and occasionally hit the mic to chit-chat with some of the local guys, South Texas local, and run the thing as a spectrum analyzer. So been busy with that, and good to hear everybody on.
Hey, Larry, very fine business. Pardon me, I was just finishing up a greeting to Bernd, our new member there, and we'll get back and we'll let him try out the right or left control key and see if his audio is good. Larry, very fine business. Sounds like you've been busy as always and enjoying the pleasant weather this week. It looks like a beautiful weekend here in Chicago. I hope you have the same there. And we'll go right to Mike, Alpha 8 Kilo, and the group, N9VV.
Thanks very much, Ken. Speaking of sailing, we're right on the start of the St. Lawrence Seaway here, and where the bridges go over to Canada. There's an interesting whirlpool, and every year, we get a large freighter that just plows right into the seawall right in town, and they fix it just in time for the next one to come along. Dan, yes, it's fun flying. That photo is a bit old. That was hundreds of landings ago. But I had an interesting experience getting lost over Detroit. And I got to tell you, GPS is my friend. That is so nice. Eric, $10 is very reasonable for the Atlas boards. Don't even be apologetic for it. I'm pleased to pay that. my SDR-1000's in for repairs and upgrade, and might have it back by next TeamSpeak, but I'm undergoing the SDR-1000 withdrawal. Back to you, Ken.
Okay, very good, Mike. Well, not very good to go through withdrawal, but we've heard that before. Burned, perhaps you're getting off of Vox there. So we're sure glad that you're there, Mike, and the best cure for the withdrawal is to either buy a second one or get together with Tony, KB9YIG, and get into the soft rock. And that way you can tune around to your heart's content using your console. And lots of other choices, of course. And perhaps it'll help you feel a little less woozy as you go through the week there. And hopefully it'll come back to you all ECO'd and in great shape there, Mike. We're sure glad that you're here tonight. Phil, a very good morning to you, sir, there in Perth. And what tales of excellence do you have to tell us about your board testing? The last time we talked, you guys were experimenting with a mercury board.
Yep, good morning. Good evening, everyone. Well, not a particularly productive week, unfortunately. I managed to pick up a rather nasty dose of food poisoning in the middle of the week, which kept me pretty low for quite a few days, and really only just started to feel a lot better this morning. So it's eaten into a lot of the experimenting time. But I through the kind auspices of Phil Covington, Phil had a spare evaluation kit for the Linear Technology LT2208. That's the 16-bit 130 megasample HD converter, and Phil very kindly shipped it my way. So before getting bitten with the bug, I managed to get that wired up, and Phil even very kindly provided a low noise 100 meg crystal oscillator run it from. So it was literally a unpack and load the software and plug it into the PC. And it's two boards. One little board, one little evaluation board contains the LT2208, and that plugs into another board which contains a CPE DLD and a USB 1 interface. So it's a fairly slow interface to the PC. And then some rather nice software which comes as part of the evaluation kit to try it out. So all I've had a chance to do is to power the boards up, load the software and check they work, but initial indications are everything's looking fine, and assuming I continue on the mend, I'll put some screenshots on MSDI over the weekend, but the first screen I've got is the entire spectrum between 0 to 50 megahertz in one sweep. Just got my signal generator on the input, and it looks pretty flat over the entire range, very, very clean in terms of spurs. So, I can't wait to be firing on all cylinders again and get out on the track and play a bit more. But early tests are very, very good indeed. So, not apart from that, so Bill's been doing some great work. I haven't even had a chance to test Bill's latest code with the prototype, not prototype, but the breadboard Janus board I've got here. So I've got a little bit of catching up to do over the weekend. That's the news this end. Back to you, Ken.
Oh, gosh. Okay, Phil. Well, I'm so sorry to hear that you were ill, and what an awful thing to experience, and glad that you're feeling a little better and you identified what it was. Don't eat there again. Whatever that restaurant was, forget it. And we're sure glad that you had a chance to experiment a very little bit with the 2208. My, what a promising chip that is. We'll take good care of it. I guess it's real expensive. Hi. And we'll be looking forward to your reports, pictures, and comments about it. That's a very, very interesting design, isn't it? Thanks a lot for being there this morning, Phil. Sure glad you felt like you could get on TeamSpeak. Thank you. Rick, VE3MM, what do you have to say about barges from Ken N9VV?
Hello. Good evening to everybody. Thanks very much, Ken, for the introduction. Yeah, it was very interesting listening to everybody tonight. I've actually seen a bridge get knocked down by a freighter here on the Welland Canal, running between Lake Erie and Lake Ontario. Vertical lift bridge got knocked down, and I was working for the Seaway at the time, so it's been a long time on that project. But I'm glad that Duffy didn't have to experience a collision firsthand, and he's all okay there. Anyways, I haven't been doing too much. I managed to get over to the Rochester Ham Fest today, so I know that's former territory for Bill K85 TFD, so everything seems to be fine in Rochester. And I was lucky enough to pick up a stereo microscope to help with my SMT work, so I'm really happy about that. That was a nice acquisition, and I was just using it a couple seconds ago, and it's working quite well. The only other comment I wanted to make was to Dan. I was when I was driving back from Rochester today, I crossed over at Buffalo Fort Erie, and I was running down the highway, and I looked up in the sky, and there was a Spitfire and an ME-109 having this little duel in the sky. And I knew there was a little airport there that a friend of mine who's recently come into a whole pile of money bought. And so I stopped in, had a chat with him, and got to see these airplanes up close and personal when they came in and landed on the strip. This fellow owns this ME-109, which is the only one flying in the world, apparently, a Spitfire and a Hurricane and also a Harvard trainer, all in his own private airport. So what do you think of that?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, how fantastic. And he's got a buddy with another warbird there. Oh, my goodness. Any comments? For Rick, go ahead. Okay, none heard. Oops, sorry, go ahead.
How quick 50 years goes by.
The price of Avgas.
Oh, yeah. All right, we have a couple of fellows who have joined us, and we'll recognize them. John, N1JM, I see you there, John, and we'll get to you in just a moment if you'll hang on. And Ross, down the list here. Ross, thanks for joining in. I didn't see you in there before. It's good to see you in there now. Ross, how you doing, and what's the temperature in Arizona tonight? K7RSB in the group, N9VV.
Good evening, Ken and everybody. Currently, the temperature outside is 96 degrees, and there's some clouds, so the humidity's up, and there's a couple of fires burning off in the distance, so looks like we've got the start of a great summer here. I don't have much to report on the SDR front. I did get Alan's boards today, and I'll send them off from this weekend so he can start building those OCXOs. That's about it, Ken.
Okay, Ross, you started out kind of a low audio there, but you came up beautifully, so whatever you got working, it sounds like it's working just great. All right, let's go right up to the top of the list and get Burned. Am I pronouncing your name properly, Burned? DK2, BEE in the group, N9VV, welcome aboard.
Yes, hi there. My name is Innsbrucken Bernd and German Bernd.
Okay, I'll ask for some assistance here. Did anybody copy Bernd all right?
Yes, I know Bernd fairly well. Good morning, Bernd. A very early morning to you, and wonder how you're doing in the ham radio kingdom. As you can see on the bottom there, I said I would be at Friedrichshafen, and we'll meet you there.
Well, I was last year in Friedrichshafen, and this year I'm not sure if I will participate again.
Well, if you do get there, I will most definitely get there because I want to meet all of your colleagues and Klaus, and we'll be there at the end of this month.
I met last year the Italian guy from Blue Woodstock Radio.
Beppe.
Yes.
He wanted to send all of the SDR 1000 fans a little package, things or something.
Yes, well, if you're there, we will definitely see you, and thank you very much for joining us tonight.
Yes, my pleasure. It's a bit hard for me to understand you all because it's not my native language and so it's a bit late here and so on.
Oh, you're doing very well, very well. Eric, is the German dealer Bodo, is that his name?
No, Woodbox Radio is Beppe.
Yeah, but the German dealer, there is one, a Flex dealer in Germany. I thought that was Bodo. Oh, dear, I've forgotten his call.
To tell you the truth, I'm not sure.
Okay. Sorry, I didn't mean to put you on the spot. He's a DK... zero, maybe, with an L, LX? Oh, dear. Well, I'll be better prepared. Well, Bernd, in any case, it's wonderful to have you here. Thank you. Thank you for tuning in at 3 a.m. in Berlin. Come by often, and we will find the German speakers who can tell you about what's going on in your native language. All right, John, thank you for your patience, and I believe you're the only new one who went green, if I'm not mistaken. John, N1JM in the group, N9VV.
Do I have audio, Ken?
Yes, sir, you sure do. Sounds great.
Okay, just want to make sure here. Yeah, good evening, Ken and all. Nothing new here on the Linux side. I downloaded Ubuntu 6.06. Works on my laptop, but it doesn't like my dual processor Pentium D. Apparently doesn't like the video card. I get an XServe error. But anyway, having fun with it. And that's about it. Back to you, Ken.
Okay, John. Very interesting. Did you try any of the, there are a number of Linux tricks and add-ons and utilities that I dug up that will direct a process to one processor or the other. It'll kind of make them sticky. I don't know if, what's it called in Windows, Affinity. I think in Linux there's something similar. It won't restrict it to a processor, I don't believe. But at any rate, you didn't get that far, so sounds fascinating. If you're able to come up with a dual core fix, we'll all be very, very interested to read about that and to read what the fix is and how you get around it. If it is a video card, that's one thing, but if it's got to support dual core and the upcoming duo or core duo, if I said that right, Bill, Core Duo, and then the quad-core AMD that was announced earlier this week will be for sale later this year. So, gosh, there's a lot going on in the multi-core arena. We all want to understand that and how it will perform on a multi-core Dell or AMD or what have you. Just fascinating. Please keep us on your list there, John. We're all very interested in it. All right, we'll take one more standby for any comments to the group. And Bernd, if you wish.
Lacking anybody else, I have heard the story. A couple of years ago, my son and I went on vacation in the Southwest, and we were coming back, and we were about to go to Fort Smith, Arkansas. We were about an hour and a half away, and what ended up happening was a barge struck a bridge, but took out two sections of the bridge, and unfortunately, a whole bunch of cars did not see that, and they just plowed right into it, and quite a few people got killed. And later they found that apparently some, you know, because of the skid marks, that some people saw it and attempted to stop. The car behind them were following close and plowed right into them and pushed them over the edge. And we were like an hour and a half away, so we diverted to a different location and went to Tulsa instead. So that wasn't a very good bridge story. Bridge and bridges don't mix.
Boy, how true it is. How true it is here in the Ohio River, Mississippi River area of the country. It happens all the time. That's a terrible story, isn't it? Well, here in Chicago, the typical road closing is a coil of steel, either from the steel mills or from the rolling mills, these gigantic coils of steel. They're about 6 feet in diameter. I don't know what they weigh, you know, many hundreds of tons, I'm sure, or thousands maybe, and they fall off the flatbed trucks. They aren't properly secured, and a chain breaks or whatever, a board slips and the chalk that they've got under them, and the steel coil goes rolling down the road, and that closes all of Interstate 94, 80, 294, what have you. So we have our share, but it's not directly water-related on this end. Fellas, thank you so much for being there tonight. I apologize if I missed anyone. I'm taking another look. I think we're okay. Welcome again to Bern, and we hope to see you all next Friday night, and stay tuned for the great developments on the Atlas and other boards. Lots of fun things going on, and, of course, great things going on with the SDR as well. A very good evening to everyone, 7-3s. This is the end of the moderated portion of the TeamSpeak session, and TeamSpeak is now open for your comments. Thanks a lot.